Okay. And that's it. That's what I was going to say. So now flip things around again. So like I said, you want a sauce to be around and save some of your pasta water, because even if you don't cook it in, like I'm not going to this time, if you want it to get a little bit around your pasta, put a little bit of pasta water, and that will thicken things up immensely. So I'm going to take another bit. I like to get the whole taste with the fish and the vegetable and the herbs. So much better. Probably should have taken them off before. And the lemon is perfect. So I'm going to take this off. I'm going to pause it. And when I come back, I'll have everything put together and I will give you an evaluation. Hi, everybody. Okay. You hear it bubbling away. So now, I'm going to turn off the heat. And I am going to put the pasta. Well, now for me, I put this was kind of dumb. My pasta water over my strainer over a bowl. You might think, why? Reason is that you can save the pasta water. It's easier to drain rather than draining over a sink as well. And personally, I like that. I need another bowl because foolishly too much. And when I went and drained it, I allowed for the water to drain into the, and I didn't turn that off. There we go. Too much of the pasta went into the water. So now I am going to take a plate. And I'm going to take some tongs. But first of all, before I do anything else, pardon me. I know it's revolting. I just put a little bit of that pasta water I was talking into the sauce. Not much, because you don't want it to dilute. Okay. Now, I'm going to take some pasta. And there's enough for there to be another meal, which is great. Now, I'm going to maneuver things around here. Bring this back up here. So, I'm going to use a measure, a cup measure. Reason being is I was using a slotted spoon before. So, stir that in and pour over. When you do that, make sure that you got some of your liquid sauce in there. There. And I'll go and put in a little extra. Make sure I've got that extra. And ideally it should be cooked in, but I have such a big pan of this stuff that it wouldn't work. So I'm kind of mixing it around. So when you see a picture of it, it may not look like or look very appetizing, but I'm just realizing I need a little bit more of the liquid. Because you want that lemon taste all through everything, like I said earlier. There we go. That should do it, I hope. Okay, so here we go. Girls' night in, out. I don't know why I keep flipping that around. Girls' night out, in. Lemon and scallops pasta. Perfect. It even gets coated beautifully into the pasta. So, now after how long? 40 minutes? Now I'm going to say goodnight. It is getting quite late here. May your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. And just an end note, I use Catelli Healthy Harvest, but you can use any whole wheat pasta or any white. Depends on what you like. So I hope you enjoyed. Bye for now.